On his return from Khaibar, Muhammad enjoyed a joyful family reunion. After Hudaybiyah, he had sent a message to the Muslim exiles still resident in Abyssinia, inviting them to return now that the situation in Arabia had improved. And when he returned home, his cousin Ja'far, Abu Talib's son, whom he had not seen for 13 years, was waiting for him in Medina. He also greeted yet another new wife. Earlier that year, he had learned that his cousin, Ubaidullah ibn Jash, had died in Abyssinia and decided to marry his wife Ramla, usually known as Habiba. The ceremony was performed by proxy before the Negus, and an apartment had already been prepared for her in the mosque. This was another shrewd political move, because Habiba was the daughter of Abu Sufyan. The rest of the year was spent in routine raiding, some of which was undertaken at the request of his new Jewish allies in the north. Then, in March 629, the month of the Hajj, it was time for Muhammad to lead another pilgrimage to the Kaaba. This time, 2,600 pilgrims accompanied him, and as they approached the sanctuary, the Quraysh evacuated the city, as they had agreed. The Quraishan elders watched the arrival of Muhammad from the top of a nearby mountain. The sound of the Muslims loudly announcing their presence with the traditional cry, "Here I am, O Allah, here I am," must have echoed through the valleys and empty streets of the city like a cruel taunt. But they must also have been impressed by the discipline of the Muslims. There were no scenes of unbridled joy or unseemly celebrations, no jeering at the Quraysh. Instead, the huge crowd of pilgrims filed slowly and solemnly into the city, led by Muhammad, who, as usual, was mounted on his camel Kaswa. When he reached the Kaaba, he dismounted and kissed the black stone, embracing it, and then proceeded to make the circumambulations, followed by the entire pilgrim body. It was a strange homecoming. The emigrants must have felt highly emotional about their return, and yet, although the city was a ghost town, they were not free to do as they pleased. It had been settled at Hudaybiyah that this year the Muslims could only make the lesser pilgrimage, the Umrah, which did not include a visit to Mount Arafat and the Valley of Mina. In temporary exile from their city, the Quraysh had to watch, no doubt appalled, as Bilal, a former slave, climbed onto the roof of the Kaaba and summoned the Muslims to prayer. Three times a day his huge voice reverberated through the valley, urging all within earshot to come to prayer with the cry, "Allahu Akbar," reminding them that Allah was greater than all the idols in the Haram, who could do nothing to prevent this ritual humiliation. It was an immense triumph for Muhammad, and many of the younger Quraysh became even more convinced that the old religion was doomed.